Hey, it's the Morning Grind, the day after Thanksgiving. All right, you're feeling a little crappy, maybe a little too much to eat, rolling around. You're sick to your stomach. We'll make you feel worse. It's the best of the Morning Grind, the day after Thanksgiving. Digging through the archives, digging deep here, sharing with you some of the great moments from the Morning Grind. A couple of weeks back, our old buddy, Jimmy Radio, Jim Edmonds, friend of the show all season long. But late in the year, I got to tell you, we thought maybe he didn't like us anymore. He was mean to the cat. We didn't hear from him as much. Weren't we surprised when number 15 dialed us up on the hotline? Let's take a listen back because he wanted to thank you, the listeners. It's the best of the Morning Grind here on 590 The Fan. Jimmy Radio phoning in.
Hey, suckers.
Oh, it's Edmonds.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
There he
What's
is.
What's going on?
Suckers, I thought we were close.
What are you doing?
We're not close anymore. I'm in L.A. You're in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
You're in L.A.?
Well, you know what I mean.
What are you doing up?
I'm taking the kids to school.
Oh, he's a family man with a family plan.
Wow. Oh, okay, that was during the season. That's enough of that.
I thought you hated us. Or maybe just me.
You guys are the best. You guys are just jinxes, that's all.
What do you mean? You got a gold glove.
I got in a car accident on the way to school.
We got you the gold
glove. You got a gold glove.
You weren't going to get it, and then we started talking your defense up.
How you guys doing?
Very good, number 15. What a pleasant surprise this is for us. What's going on in L.A.?
Nothing. It's actually a little foggy today. It's not very good. About foggy and 70.
What are you going to do all day?
I'm going to take my daughters to school. I'm going to get a little workout in. Still cleaning up my house, and about it.
Wow, he's got it all figured out.
Now, late in the season, the cat was really hurt. He said, I think Edmonds really doesn't like me anymore. Was that just a little act?
No, I'm just giving him a hard time. He comes into my office every day, walking around in his pink and blue shirts, and thought he just needed a little straightening up.
No, someone at Channel 5 actually had a tape of you yelling at me one day, and they thought it was real. I'm not kidding.
Maybe the cat got a little too big for his britches, is what Jim is saying.
No.
He brought his own glove in there one day and wanted to play, and I had to straighten him out.
That's
for a donation to Arf.
He said he could do what we were doing. So
the skipper said for $100 to Arf, you can take BP. That's the rule.
It's got to be better than that, isn't it?
Well, not for the cat.
Did you happen to catch Scott Rowland's embrace of the cat in the celebration in San Diego?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was hoping you saw that.
A little uncomfortable. I'm a huggable guy, Jim, and Roland likes hugging me.
I'm excited that Scott Rowland gave you a hug because he hates you.
No, he does not.
Apparently, they're very close. I observed the hug in San Diego, then I observed them talking about the hug in Houston, and apparently Roland thinks the cat is all that.
And then we made plans for future hugs.
Was he hugging McKernan, too?
No.
No, that won't
happen. Would be a punch in the face.
That won't be happening.
The Cardinals center fielder, Jim Edmonds, friend of the show.
What a treat. You know, I was listening to some cuts of the show last night on my laptop, and I was listening to some of the Edmonds clips, and I thought, the good old days.
Memory.
Jimmy Radio. You know, your neighbor, Keith Tkachuk, volunteered to be our... He said, I'll be the hockey Edmonds. I'll call in all the time. Well, before we even had anything locked up officially with him, though, no, he's out for like 5 weeks. So we told him that the jinx was already in, but I think he's enjoying not playing, so he's thanking us.
Yeah, he's going to keep calling.
Whatever he can do to keep himself off the ice.
Oh, man.
You know,
I just wanted to call and, thank you guys for ruining my whole year.
No problem.
That's what we do.
As long as we can entertain the people, that counted. And I got a lot of feedback. I thought it was pretty cool, so I wanted to call in and say
people
hello.
Got to know you. Well, we appreciate that. People got to know you. They just see you as the guy that's out there, out in the field. They don't get to see the personality. And you've become, I think, probably one of the most beloved Cardinals simply because of us.
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't it true
that I can't play worth the crap anymore?
Come on!
Like me because I can dial up the radio.
You're gonna come back bigger and better.
Oh, you're damn right.
You're doing a special off-season workout program this year, aren't you? You talked to Walt last week.
How'd you know that?
Because Walt has replaced you. He said he wants to be part of the grind every day. Walt says, I want to do some of that funny
Jim,
stuff
though,
about Woodges. And
isn't it true that on the road though you met a lot of grinders that traveled?
Oh, it's unbelievable! Everywhere I went, everywhere.
Wow.
Everywhere I went, people told me I listened to you every day on the radio, blah, blah, blah.
Let's have a round of applause for the grind.
Have
Thank
a blast.
You.
For me.
So to all those people, hi, and I hope you had a good summer, and hopefully next year will be better for me and for our team.
Now, do you really believe in the jinx, getting up, early once or twice a week?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, so that's the reason.
Superstitious.
Only because you got me. And you can now look at Ray King. Ray King's gone.
Yeah, but that wasn't this show.
That was another show. We didn't do that one.
Well, he was talking to somebody on this radio station.
He did have a little deal where he was on in the afternoon. You're right about that. Although Ray kind of did it to himself, I think, after
he
the
called
last
out,
game.
He called out Matt Morris. Come on,
what?
Jim. You didn't hear that?
No.
He said, how come Morris got to pitch? He struggled down the stretch. How come I didn't get to pitch?
Oh, well, then in that case, I shouldn't have played at all.
if that's
the
logic.
Taguchi could play center field better than I can and do all of his things.
No one is better than Jim Edmonds. Nobody.
I like Sola.
I had a good time. I can't wait for next year.
Really? You're fired up already?
Yeah, I'm coming back.
Now, what are you doing? What's this special, Pilates or something?
No, I'm not doing anything special. I'm already trying to bust my butt and trying to get after it.
Are you doing anything to improve your phone dialing skills? Because when you say you're coming back, I assume that means you're coming back to the program.
No, I'm coming back, and I'm going to show everybody what a jinx the station is. And I'll give you a call from time to time, but I'm going to have to try something else next year.
Well, we've already moved on. It's on the road with Johnny Lode. J-Rod's going to join us.
Well, I can't allow that.
He's already
too big for his britches as it is. You guys can't make him any bigger.
Hey, it's been a month, but when I say the name Phil Cousy, what do you think?
That doesn't bother me at all. It's unfortunate that there were so many, politically correct?
Crappy calls.
Yeah, those in both series. And it's just, it's just tough. I mean, it's me getting kicked out of the game, I don't think, made any difference in the outcome, and I didn't say anything to get kicked out. So besides that, it doesn't really bother me that much.
Jim Edmonds, friend of the show, checking in for the
still
morning grind.
Still friend of the show.
Yeah, he is still. You're our guy. Whatever. You can go out and hit 200 next year, and it won't be
That's
our fault.
That's not going to happen.
But
we would,
nice job,
saying,
Martin.
But I'm saying we'd be backing him at least for the first week, and then we'd say bench him. Sit
him.
Put Johnny Lode in center. Put J-Rod back.
Johnny Lode.
When you look back on the season, is there anything you can put your finger on why it didn't go the way you wanted it to?
Opening day at the pool.
I don't know. I talked to you, Cat, I talked to you about changing my hands and moving around and doing all these things, and I was trying to correct a problem that wasn't really there, and I got to the end of the season and kind of went back to my own natural style and got a little bit better. So I'll be better next year.
And how motivated are you? You're a guy who's always put up good numbers. Your numbers this year weren't that bad. Obviously, in the playoff stretch there at the end, the bat was quiet. But how confident are you that you'll get it back?
Well, I'm just going to go out there and do the best I can. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to ever hit 310, 320 again, whatever, but I'm definitely going to try. And I know if I put myself back in the right position, I'll be a lot better than I was last year.
How likely do you think it is that your former cohort out there in the outfield, Reggie Sanders, will be rejoining you?
I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen out there. I did get a great email on Reggie Sanders, though. I got to send it to you guys.
Reggie Sanders emailed you?
It's an email of Reggie Sanders when he made that play and he fell and busted his neck.
Oh, great. Are they making fun?
Yeah, there was about 75 pictures of him in different positions with riding a bull and doing all kinds of stuff. I thought it was pretty funny.
I've seen one of those.
Who sent that to you, Sal?
I don't know where Mazzaloc. I got it from. Actually, you know where I got it from? I got it from Simon Tocci.
Nice. That's what he's doing these days. He's photoshopping.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious, actually. I'm not a big fan of the whole email thing, but this one's pretty funny.
Can we still come down and take BP, Martin and myself?
What about me?
You didn't want to do
it. If you hurry up, you can get down there right now.
They're going to be destructing the ballpark
today.
He wants
us there when the crane
hits. That would be perfect. You guys should do your show from down there. That way you'll be underneath it when it falls.
Thank you.
Actually, Walt emailed that in earlier today, a suggestion for the show. Get down there. Yeah, the wrecking ball hits today at 3. End of the era at Busch. You were on the field with Larry Walker and the other guys. I know it was really disappointing that night, but there was something very cool on the field with the players and the fans.
You know what? Those people are always cool. It's it blows me away every time something like that happens. It really is. It's just, it's hard to imagine that after you play a whole season and do well and do whatever, and then at the end of the year when you stink, that the people go out there and stand out there and cheer. And I think they're probably cheering because of the stadium, but they love the team, and I think that's what it's all about.
Did you buy any memorabilia? They sold basically everything. I think the urinal was for sale from the Cards Clubhouse. The cat put a bid in on it. Did you take any memorabilia or buy anything or steal anything on the way out?
They said that they're going to have an auction, and I asked for a couple things and supposed to get them in the mail, so we'll see.
You took that number 62 down. Did you give that to McGuire?
No, I didn't take that. That wasn't me.
Oh, that was wasn't it reported?
I think it was in the paper that you took it down. I couldn't imagine you working with tools and getting it down there.
I tried, and somebody got it before I did.
Who got it, so?
I can't tell you.
Jim was the first guy to take his car to the outfield grass.
I did. I got it on video, too. It's awesome.
Who was shooting the video of that?
Oh, one of my good friends I had in town with me. He came down, and I got a new phone with a video on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he took the video of me doing burnouts in the outfield.
A lot of guys, and Taguchi was doing it in his Mercedes. I mean, after all these years, if the cat
you'd
or
think
Tim,
you'd know better, huh?
Well, but if we put like a toe onto the grass before the game, we'd get tackled by security. Excuse me, off the grass, please. And then
I drove right out there. It was hilarious.
Whose idea was that?
Looking at me like I was crazy.
Who came up? Because we saw Marquis was doing it, or Mulder did it in Marquis's truck, or vice versa, or something like that. Whose idea was that?
I think when I got there, I just went out there and did it. I think the guys in the ground crew started it, and then I just went out there. Everybody's in the clubhouse, and I just went out there and started tearing it up.
So. See, you are a leader. Leader in the clubhouse. That's the kind of thing we've been talking about all year.
Yeah, I just sent that email to Joe. See if he got it.
Hey,
did they really? Nice.
Did they run the stadium design by you and get some input from you?
Come on, you know better than that.
There's a gigantic hill in center field, and then in front of Edmonds is a moat. He's got to hop over that on certain plays.
Nice.
That's all right. That'll be fine.
Jim Edmonds with us on the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, calling in from Los Angeles early in the morning.
It's still a friend of the show.
A friend of the show. Have you had any talks with Walt or
Orange County, actually, not Los Angeles. Let me clear that.
You're
up.
The OC.
OC. Have you had any talks with Talent. Walt or ownership regarding the possibility of an extension, you sticking around, them picking up your option, have all that stuff?
No, nothing. Walt called me the other day and congratulated me on my gold glove, and that was it. Had a nice little talk with him. I was in Vegas, so I quick little talk and move on. But
what were you doing in Vegas?
They have a car show out there every year. It's called the SEMA show.
FEMA show? What, Mike Brown?
FEMA. It's all the aftermarket Zima? Parts at all the car shows.
You buy some cars?
You know how I am. I'm a big fan of all that stuff, so I went and checked it out.
You used to be a huge car guy. Didn't your dad would always get worried, like, save that money. You're like, Dad, did you look at these paychecks?
Yeah, it doesn't
work. Wasn't that the deal?
He still is like that, but I wised up a little bit and got rid of a few.
When are you coming back to St. Louis, and can we use your house while you're gone?
Sure.
Seriously? Yeah, what goes on at your house all these?
A nice house.
I'll go over and winterize.
I got people there. I got people coming in and out all the time.
Tavares.
I got a friend of mine. He's a contractor. He checked on it for me. And
nice.
That's good.
So if we wanted to have a party in the basement or something, we could?
Yeah, down there with the mice.
Nice.
And the weights. Tim bench press is up to 140.
I'm up to 140.
Sweet.
Where'd you stay when you're in Las Vegas?
You guys need to come out here and do your show from here.
Okay. We'll do it. Sold.
In.
We're coming.
Really
what
in
day?
County.
In Orange County.
We'll be out there for a weekend in January. Warm ourselves up. We'll bring a few people with us.
Let's do that.
I'm dead serious. I think Edmonds is really serious, too.
Yeah, let's go on out there.
Hey, Producer Joe says you forgot to attach the photos on your email.
No, there's a go to the bottom of the list, like a little website you can go to. Now,
Joe's shaking his head. I'm going to take Jim's word on this one.
I don't know. Me and Joe trade
there's
porn
no
all day
photo,
long,
there's
so
an
I would know.
Attached email address on there.
Okay.
You got to go to it.
You want me to send you some porn via email?
No, I get enough from Larry Walker.
That's why we miss you.
So,
boy, Johnny Lode on the road is not going to be the same.
You know who sends me a lot of dirty stuff, too, is that old number 25 guy.
McGuire?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
What does he send you pictures of?
He just sends me some good jokes and stuff. He's pretty funny.
How far does he live from you in the off season?
Right now, about 15 minutes. Actually, I drove by his house the other day, and he wasn't home, so.
He's right on the water, isn't he?
No, he's in on the golf course. It's actually pretty nice. And I had to go through double secret probation just to get through the gate.
Really? It's tops. Who else lives in that neighborhood? Cher?
A lot of people. It's like the new place to live. I think Sean Green lives in there.
Scott
and Gary Anderson lives in there. And Jim Rome's building a house in there. And
I told you, radio's a move.
Romy. Boy, we're going to all build a house.
Mark Langston, pitcher, used to pitch for the Angels.
Yeah. Sure.
Gosh, there's a lot.
Paul Schaefer?
I think owner from Oakley. I think he's building a house in there.
How did you get by the guards? You just said, I'm Jim Edmonds. You probably know me.
Yeah, basically.
Nice.
No, one of my good friends is Dennis Rodman's old agent.
Manly.
Yeah, Dwight. And he's a really good friend of mine, so I just went in to see him and then drove by Mark's on the way out.
Now, what about in your neighborhood? You got any, Scott Baio sightings or Donnie Most or anybody nearby?
Tara Patrick.
You know who lives by me? I live where Bob Boone grew up, and all the Boone kids grew up.
Ah, Aaron Boone.
And Bobby Boone. Crosby, actually, from the A's, just moved down the street.
It's a ball player's neighborhood.
And soon we'll be
but
there.
I live in, an older neighborhood now, an equestrian neighborhood, kind of everybody's got horses and stuff, and I built a house in this little corner of this neighborhood.
So. Family man.
Do you have horses?
No. There's people next door to me have horses, but I got... It's nice because you don't get land in California, and I got an acre, so that's a huge deal.
Wow.
Man, well, we may just move out there. Instead of, what do you do all off season? You got your workout routine. You're taking care of the kids. Do you go out, on a Friday in L.A., go to the Viper or anything cool?
Trades porn with Walker on the email.
To L.A. I don't really go out much. I try to get the kids as much as possible and just try to be dad. I'm unpacking boxes right now because I just moved into my new house.
Yeah, he's not the big party guy anymore.
Well, do you say we open up patios up out there on, Hollywood and Vine? That's the move.
There's 3,000 patios out here.
Well, but we'll bring all the Hoosiers with us.
Jim, you give
maybe
us the money, you front it, we'll
a
run
big
it.
Party of patios.
Yeah, let's start. We'll start something.
How
out
about
there.
That, Jim? You give us the money, we'll run it.
Okay.
All right, done.
Done.
Maybe you guys could talk Vita into running it during the winter. She's not doing anything.
There's another move, Vita from patios.
Man, all kinds of ideas. Well, Jimmy, we appreciate you calling in. I got to be honest, we kind of missed you.
This is a pleasant surprise.
I miss it there, too. I love it there. You know that.
Well, I know you come back during the off season, whether it's a hockey game or a football game. Give us a call.
Yeah, when are you going to come back in? I bet you're coming in soon.
I'm supposed to come in soon, but I just got a lot of things going on with my house, so I just got a couple more weeks of I'm trying to get water in my pool and grass in my backyard.
It's not easy.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you come in, even if Roland gets mad, if you want a hug, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Nice.
Then the jinx will be official. Don't touch him, Jim.
There you go.
All right, thanks,
Jim.
Well,
yeah, I just want to thank you guys for the summer, and I hope everybody has
thank
a good
you.
Time. And people driving down the street right now, I hope that they got a good kick out of it. So
no, the truth is, you were fun to have on because you weren't boring. And
we couldn't believe
you
wanted to do it in the first place, and the fact that you continue to do it for as long as you did it, we were
I
shocked.
I sucked it up the best I could.
And you had fun with it, You weren't a boring interview.
I told you, as long as we don't have to talk about baseball too much, I'm okay with that.
Oh, we don't know anything about baseball.
Yeah, we don't know anything about
sports. Don't worry about that. All right, Jimmy, we'll come see you out there in L.A. land. Great.
All right, guys, you're welcome to.
Jim Edmonds, clearly still a friend of the show, friend of your show, The Morning Grind. This is the best of The Morning Grind. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy shopping to you ladies out there. Husbands, just sit in the car. Keep it locked right here on 590 The Fan.
Welcome back to The Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, KFNS, doing a best of edition, which is awfully difficult to do when you're in our position and you don't do quality stuff. However, there's nothing more quality than Lisa Durgan. My word, the Fox Sports Net anchor, the host of some shows on NBC along the way, and the fiance of World Series hero Scott Podsednik. We gave Lisa a call in October and talked it over with her. And here's what she had to say on The Morning Grind.
So producer Joe is like, oh, she's in California, guys. I'm not going to call too early.
Yeah, and then we said she's probably in Chicago.
Probably in Chicago.
And now, sure enough.
On the SBC fan line, Lisa Durgan from Fox Sports Net joining us. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Do you remember Tim? You guys go way back.
Oh, yeah. I do remember Tim very well.
From the restraining order?
I wouldn't go that far.
You're up early in the morning. I'd still be in bed if I were
with
you.
Well, you guys woke me up.
Nice job, producer Joe.
Way to go,
that.
Joe. We told you to leave her alone. He wouldn't do it.
Or we told him to call her.
We thought of you immediately, though, because last year when the Cards were playing in Milwaukee, there's only about 1,000 people at that Brewers game, and there you were sitting in the front row cheering on Scott Podsednik.
Oh, yeah.
Now here he is, the home run hero, and we thought, wonder what Lisa's got to say, and there she is in Chicago. How awesome was that?
It's indescribable. You should be talking to Scott right now.
Well, put him on.
I know you want to be, I'm sure. No. He's probably still sleeping himself. They're already in Houston, and I'm following up with the wives tomorrow on the plane. It's just, we're all in, it's not like we're in shock. It's not like he can't do it, but it's just, the first thing he said is, what did I do? I mean, it's unbelievable. I just ran down and I was grabbing a coffee down on the corner, and there's every paper in Chicago with his face on the cover, and I'm buying stacks of them, because this moment, I just never want to forget it. Scott will never forget it. And I literally almost fainted last night when it happened.
Now, where are you watching? Are you in the stands? Are you, like, in a luxury box? What's going on with you?
I'm behind home plate.
Really?
I had to be miserable, though. For some prices here. But I had, you know, Scott's parents, my sister and her husband, and all of us were just, we almost, I can't even talk right now talking about it. I just can't even believe the feelings that went on when that happened, and just seeing Scott. I mean, I just get choked up when I keep watching ESPN play it over and over.
Wasn't it miserable, though, in the stands?
Oh.
Freezing, okay, and
I cold? Do have to admit, I had on one of those white plastic trash bags.
Mm. Oh, that's so all hot. I have a total, I'm totally into that.
We were not going to leave our seats. There was no way. They told us to dress like a football game, like a Bears football game, and they were not kidding.
But at least you get to go to Houston now with the roof. You're going to Houston, I assume, right?
Oh, definitely, yes.
So Lisa Durgan's with us. She is the significant other.
Well, let's just call her the fiance. What the hell?
Is that a done
deal?
There you go. Is that a done deal? Are you engaged?
Yes, we are engaged. Oh, we're getting married next February.
Ooh, I just made it up, and now Tim's heartbroken.
Yeah, thanks a lot. As if I were going to hook up with her anyway. Trust me, I already have plenty of times. You just don't know about it. When did you guys get engaged?
The end of August.
And how did he do it? I need to know. I need to know what the move was.
Well, without saying too much, he recreated our first date here in Chicago.
Oh, so you went to a strip bar?
Excuse me?
Went to a strip bar?
No. No, it's funny. We kind of had a blind date, when we finally met, and we were in Chicago. I was here on work, and he was playing for the Brewers that day and came into the city to just take me to dinner. And a year and a half later, he recreated that first date and the places we went. And I didn't have a clue it was going to be that night. So he played it off really well. I mean, he had a game that day and flew in. I flew in. And it happened here.
Who set you guys up?
I don't want to go into too many.
Oh, it was Lisa Guerrero. Lisa Guerrero again.
Oh, right. No, it's just because I work in sports, and our paths were eventually going to cross, and he just made it happen a little quicker.
Well, you're in Chicago. You got to go out for an Italian sausage or maybe an Italian beef sandwich.
That's not something I go for, but there's such great restaurants in Chicago. We love the city.
Are you a vegetarian?
No. Oh, no.
Really? But you look like you look, and you're eating pretty much anything you want?
Well, I'm not sitting there, you know, with all the things that you just said. But, yeah, you know, everything in moderation, right?
Do you work out a lot? How often do you work out?
Yeah, I'd say I do.
Didn't you see the Fox cam last night, and Joe Buck goes, oh, my God, look at our fan cam. Lisa Durgan's got nacho cheese all over her rain slicker. Gross.
That wasn't me.
No, that wasn't you?
That would not be. So what'd you guys do after the game?
Hot chocolate. It was cold.
what'd you guys do after the game? I mean, let me tell you something. If I were with you and I just won the World Series, I would expect a little something, you know what I mean?
Well, he didn't win the World Series, but he did win the game, and we took him to the airport. The guys flew out immediately.
Oh, that's so
immediately.
So you didn't get to, you know, take care of him.
I'm not even going to answer that. Anyway, guys.
That's your guy. That's your guy, Tim, over there.
Maybe she did, though.
Lisa Durgan joining us on the SBC fan line from Chicago. Give us a pulse of the city, though, because it's a Cubs town.
I don't think it is much anymore.
Are people on board?
People are on board. There is Sox paraphernalia everywhere. I have Cubs fans that I'm friends with that are now White Sox fans having Scott's jersey in their nephew's rooms. And it's just, this town really wants us so bad, and they just are pulling for these guys. And there's nobody that wants to win it more than Scott. He just, this town is so, so nice to him, and he's so appreciative, and he's so, it's a great city to play sports, let me tell you.
How about him? He gets to get out of Milwaukee, goes to Chicago, big city where you can party all night and have some fun, and now he's in the World Series.
And a hero.
This is as good as it gets.
And he's engaged to her. This guy's got it all figured out.
He might as well retire.
Yeah, I'd shut it down. I mean, what's going to get better now? You win the World Series, shut it down.
Well, we're hoping. We have two games to go. I mean, Houston, he's a Texas man, so we have a lot of family going to that game as well.
Did he grow up an Astros fan?
He did. Actually.
Did he really? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
We better alert Chris Myers. There's your angle for the pregame there.
What are you doing? Are you, you're still doing the Fox thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm corresponding for Best Damn Sports Show. We don't do the national anchoring from the main building anymore. That's all regionalized. So I'm just doing the Best Damn Sports Show corresponding work. And sometimes you can catch me on MSN. We merged with MSN on the Fox.com.
Okay.
So you, it's just that going on. I've got the Poker Royale I'm hosting, and I'm pretty much at every game lately. So work's been put on hold a little bit.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You're taking care of, he's taking care of you. Everybody's doing just fine. Lisa Durgan's with us on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind. She is the fiance of
I
Scott
just made
Pacific.
That up. I didn't know it was real.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I would have nixed this interview if I would have known about that. But let me ask you this, Lisa. You did the Playboy thing in July of 1998. Now your former counterpart, Lisa Guerrero, after chastising those who did the Playboy thing, is going to be in Playboy in January. What do you think about that?
You know, hats off to her. I'm not going to say anything other than that's great. I mean, every girl would love the opportunity. If they don't say so, they would love it. But Lisa doing it, that's a good thing. It's just kind of funny when she was always the one putting all that kind of stuff down. But hats off to her. I think it's great, you know?
Would you, I'm sure they've asked you about getting back in there after all of your
success.
Yeah,
I declined, but and the more you decline, the money keeps going higher and
that's
higher.
So
but
smart.
I'm flattered. I love my history with Playboy, and just they're such, you know, part of my, their family. And I know it'll always be there, but nope, not
going to
do it.
You're not going to do it, for sure. You're not going to do it.
I'm positive.
Oh my God, why?
Because I've done that chapter, and it's just...
Yeah, but it's a great book.
No, and it's great. It's great to always have, and you know, to come back and have the whole, you know, story and everything. It's flattering, you know. It's always going to be there if I want it.
So. Tim, we can't win. Under her turn-ons, turn-offs, turn-ons, guys who hit World Series home runs,
right.
Cool guys that make millions and live in Chicago. No, we got no chance.
We live in St. Louis and do a half-ass radio show.
Lisa, thanks for the time. Maybe we'll check back. You could be our World Series correspondent.
Sure, I'm sure that's exactly what she wants.
Lisa, thanks for the time. Have fun in Houston.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks so much.
That was Lisa Durgan joining us on The Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Little would she know that in a couple days after the White Sox won the World Series, producer Joe would call them the morning of, the day after the celebration, and she would have Podsednik answer the phone and chew out producer Joe. So maybe she's a friend of the show for that moment, but probably not ever again. You're listening to 590 The Fan's Morning Grind.
Hard to find the material, but we did it. You're listening to a best of edition of The Morning Grind. One of our favorites is Keith Tkachuk. Why? Because he's not afraid to speak his mind. And one of the things Keith loves about this show, the Friday exit poll. Here's Keith and the poll.
Everybody put them together here for Keith Tkachuk.
Welcome to the show number 7.
Welcome to the end of your career.
Keith, do you realize by, a month or two from now, you will hate the cat? That's the way it works. Ask your neighbor Edmonds about this. You will eventually hate the cat.
That sounds good to me, but it's worth giving it a try.
That's Amen. The spirit. God That's bless him. The spirit. What time am I just showing up unannounced tonight? I'm going to say 10 o'clock.
I like it.
With Edmonds as your neighbor, Keith, hasn't he told you, oh, stay away from those guys. They're the worst.
Oh, he had nothing but great things to say about you guys.
Wow. That's kind of surprising.
Wow. Alter ego. So in public, he crushes us, but in private, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, Keith, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, boys.
I got to ask you first, how's your rib?
It's still pretty sore. You know, obviously, I'm not off to a good start, and I want to be playing, but, you know, this injury is going to take a little time, but hopefully I'll play next week on the road.
Now, because this is a, quote, sports station, what we always do is ask one throwaway sports question, then we get back to
get
the good
to
stuff
the crap.
What'd you think of the shootout last night? First ever in franchise history. Boys played.
It's exciting. I mean, you know, I think it's great for fans to watch the games, especially on TV. I mean, you hate to put the emphasis on the individuals, but that's what the fans want to see, and the players love it.
Yeah, Coach Kitch, not a big fan of it, thinks it sucks because you play that well and you walk away with a loss.
That's because Kitch probably would never get asked to be on the shootout anyways when he played.
Oh, shot at the coach. That'll do well. I don't know if Jimmy Radio ever... Yeah, he took a few shots.
Oh, he took a shot at LaRusso, the umpires. It didn't matter.
Keith Tkachuk, friend of the show here on the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. What happened to your socks?
You know what? They just didn't have the pitching like they did have last year. I mean, that's what it comes down to is pitching. And they need to get back to that. They need to try to get my man Pedro back and maybe fill in another spot.
How about Manram? Doesn't he want out now?
Well, I hope not because he's such a valuable guy on the team. I mean, he does what he does, but he's a great hitter.
It's not a World Series unless the Yankees or Red Sox are representing the American League, honestly. It's true.
I thought you were going to say it's not a World Series unless Manny Ramirez is doing somersaults in left field. But if you're a Boston fan, you can live off that for years and years and years. It doesn't matter. They got their World Series. They're done. Were you going to all the Cardinal games in the playoffs?
You know what? My kids went a lot, you know. It's kind of tough for me to go out and enjoy myself right now with being hurt. I'm a little frustrated, so I kind of stayed away. But I went to most of the games this year when I was in town.
Do you think that Blues fans have jumped right back on the Blues bandwagon, or do you think you still got to win some people back?
Well, obviously, you know, we lost some fans, but I think majority of them will be back. I mean, obviously, it was difficult with, you know, the Cardinals in the postseason playing. I think that hurt our attendance a little bit, but... which is understandable because, you know, the postseason we all know is very exciting to watch. But I think with the Cardinals, unfortunately, being out, you know, we'll get more and more people in the game. But it's up to us to go out and promote the game and sell it so these people want to come out and watch exciting hockey.
It's the Morning Grind with Keith Tkachuk.
I don't know if Keith wants to do the poll. Will you do the poll?
Do the Friday poll, yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Exit poll Friday.
It's a big crutch Friday to us. What one item would you have pilfered from Bush?
Probably the pitching mound.
Well, that's been a tough transportation. Of course, we did have a guy in a wheelchair steal a bathroom door, so I suppose anything's possible.
Number two, Jamie Martin or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Harvard.
He's going to Patrick.
There it is. Boston roots.
It all goes back to Massachusetts, doesn't it, Keith? Yeah. Ray King wants out. What should his next job be?
We could use some help on the wing here for the Blues. Come on the wing. Put him through a pair of skates.
One Cardinal free agent who must stay.
I'd say Nunez.
Nicely done.
What do you think? Hey, what about Nunez at second next year? If you don't keep Grudge, could you see Abe every day?
Yes. Absolutely. I think that's the move.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have somebody in the system that can jump up like the Atlanta Braves have done every year, putting in one or two guys, you know, or else move them to the outfield. But you got some holes in left field and right field if Walker and Sanders don't come back.
I think they got to re-sign Grudge and then keep Nunez as your insurance policy because something's going to go wrong at some point. You can play just about anywhere.
Knowing the skipper, you could turn him into a backup catcher or something.
Yeah, why not?
Are you a Francona guy, Keith?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see him play a little small ball like Tony La Russa does, but I think that's the difference between La Russa and Francona right now. I mean, you got to play a little small ball.
So I think some people in Boston were really pissed about, obviously, naturally, losing in three straight to the White Sox. I didn't know if there was an uproar up there to calling for his head after that quick demise. I figured he had to get out of jail free card after last year.
Yeah, he gets definitely has that exemption, but you need pitching.
You know, in Philadelphia, he was considered a joke.
Really?
I mean, they ran him out of there, and then a lot of people snickered when the Red Sox hired him, but he did get him to the World Series. So
he's a player's coach. That's important.
And he's inept. Tina Turner, would you?
That might get me in trouble, but why not?
Welcome to the show. Career is coming to an end as we speak.
The phone call later to... All right, Keith. Keith, yeah, Mark Sauer. just wanted to talk. I mean, those guys are great and everything. Fabulous questions by the cat, but I just think it's important for the franchise that you stay away.
Now this
Don't worry about it.
Like, hey, Mark, have another glass of Merlot. Now, shut up.
With this last question, we're not starting trouble because it's a food question, Keith. You understand that we, you know, we're behind 100%, but we're asking everyone. So you're on death row. What's your final meal? And if you could limit it to one meal, please.
Obie Clark's pizza.
That is some good stuff they got over there.
All right, now you got to be honest, Keith. How many jokes from teammates did you take coming back? You're a veteran guy. I imagine the young guys aren't going to take shots, but how many jokes were there?
There's no jokes. Guys are afraid of me here, and they should be.
Then I guess we'll shut up.
Yeah, if you
if
were
his
in...
teammates can't talk smack, then I guess...
No, if you were in studio, it would be like, Mr. Kachuk, how are you?
Well, Dally Drake gives me wisecracks all the time. We've been doing it for years together, me and him.
So he's the only one that can pull it off?
Yeah, he's the only one that can pull it off. We have a great relationship.
Did you take notes on media guys that were making little jokes? Kilcoin, at your expense, Kilcoin.
No, they don't know the whole story, but whatever. It's over with. We move on.
Yeah, your teammates were ticked outwardly that the team did it, that they said, hey, listen, you come into camp and you play with your team, and if you need to lose a pound or two or four or whatever, you do it in camp. Did you get over any hostility there was early on?
No, they're a great organization. They've treated me great. They traded for me here, and, I love it here, but yeah, they had to do what they had to do, and I have to respect that. But, I'm ready to play now despite these injuries.
Maybe we should play Know Your Blues with Keith Kachuk. We're trying to get up to speed here. Nicknamed Diesel.
That's Aaron Downey.
That is correct. Yeah, that's an easy one.
This guy's no Jim Edmonds. He knows his teammates.
Yeah. It was Abe Nunez during spring training. Edmonds is like, who's the guy riding with Tavares every day? I'm like, well, that's Abraham Nunez. Probably going to be one of your teammates. Oh, really? This is a good test for you. Hometown Vernon, British Columbia. This is a little tougher.
Nick, what's his name?
Nickname?
Eric Brewer?
No, nickname is Hank.
Ed Asner.
Nickname's
Hank. I don't know a Hank.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
A lot of times.
Jeff Hogan?
No, it's Dean McCammon.
But they make that stuff up a lot of times.
Do they really?
Yeah, and I know that like other players fill out the questionnaire for other players. So a lot of it is, and the media is reporting this stuff.
Look
and
at
a lot
this.
Of, I'm telling you, I know in years past, the Blues have actually made up their own stuff in there.
Can you believe Dean McCammon, it says nickname is Hank.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Is his wife's name really Carla?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then that part's correct. Nickname is Jax.
Let me see. Barrett Jackman?
No, Reinhard Divas, oddly enough.
Come on.
It's what the media guy says, Keith.
I think they might want to...
He was a handsome guy.
You were correct about that. All right, we'll play Know Your Blues. Every once in a while, we'll talk hockey. We'll talk life.
So you're going to be part of the show, right, Keith?
Absolutely. If you guys want me, I'll give you my best, boys.
You are the best. You are the best.
You're a fan of the show, which we consider to be one of the ultimate compliments.
Yeah, well, I'm up early every morning. I drive my kids to school, and I flick it on, listen to you guys argue. It's a lot of fun.
He has great respect for our hockey knowledge. We want to know dirt on Edmund's pool parties. If, like, people come over, I could see Jimmy inviting them over and say, what? Go away. It's too hot. It's too hot.
I went over one time, but I got a little nervous. I went back in my car, went home, and I see a bunch of guys in Speedos, so I didn't decide to stick around.
Hello. Best part of the show. This guy's going to be the best part of the show.
That was, that was the morning grind. That was us.
Ew. Oh, boy. Well, I knew I had to tease over one time.
Hey, Walt, good luck getting back to the ice, getting healthy, and we'll be keeping a closer eye on the Blue.
Because and we won't talk very much hockey, I promise, Keith.
Because we don't.
Good. I like to talk about other things, too.
Right, we don't.
We talk crap, and that's all we really
much
know.
Much hockey. And by the way, the Cat and I are on. This is true. We're trying to lose some weight, so you can help us. We're doing
it. Yeah, I'll try. Just it's a lot of stress. That helps.
There you go.
Cat, you got all the stress in the
I
world.
I got a little stress going.
Dude,
I do.
What the hell do you have to worry about?
I got these travel arrangements going back to Philly for a wedding.
Oh, it's pretty
I'm
tough.
Stressed out. I'm stressed out.
Does the Cat ever come in the Blues locker room, Keith, and go, listen, I didn't want to ask this. The guys in the studio made me ask it. They're doing a piece on it. Favorite ice cream flavor. Seriously, this is the crap they make me ask. He always blames somebody else for his questions.
At least I know the names of the players, Martin.
Hank.
Hey, which one's Pronger?
Well, my I'm good.
The tall, ugly guy.
I'm good, thanks. All right, Walt, we appreciate it, and we'll do it again.
All right, anytime, boys.
Here's hoping we can do for Keith Kachuk what we did for Jim Edmonds, ruin his career. You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan. KFNS.
Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome back to a special best of edition of the Morning Grind. One of the things we love about Jeff Suppan is he always pitches over 200 innings. And when he's on the radio, he's very funny. He's become a staple in the Morning Grind. Here's one such sample.
Joining us now on the SBC Fan Line here on 590 The Fan, one of our favorites, Jeff Suppan, your winning pitcher last night for the Cardinals. Jeff, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Hi, Jeff.
More importantly, how are you doing?
Listen to this. God, it's already happening.
I'm good, thanks.
We have one.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's not right, Soup. That's not right.
This happens every time with Edmonds. The show ends. He's like, see you jerks later. And he's like, bye, Jen.
Yeah.
I bring the charm. I try it.
Oh,
least.
She brings the charm. Well, Soup, your teammates say it's no big deal, but has it been gratifying to beat Boston? I mean, it doesn't make up for what happened in October, but has it felt good the last couple of nights?
Well, that was the key. I mean, it doesn't make up for anything that happened in the past. I mean, it always feels good to beat anybody. You know what I mean? So, you know, we won two. You know, you always try to win as many as you can to win the series. So, you know, today's a big game, and basically it's always gratifying to win a series.
Well, you've been on the record before with your disdain for the Red Sox, so come clean now. You hate those guys. Hello?
When have I ever said that?
All right, I made
that's
it up.
That's Hayes. There it is.
I made
I've
it
been
up.
On the record.
What was the story in Boston? Like, didn't you go on like one of the guys' radio shows, and you're like, hey, how you doing? And then he started pounding you about some of your bad performances or something. I'm trying to remember the story where they had you come on, but then they were really rude and hostile.
It was I went on, and I'm thinking this, you know, I wasn't paying attention to the radio station, so it was after my first game. Hey, the team's radio station wants to, you know, have you go on air. I said, sure, you know, so I'm used to, like, you know, Pirates radio and the Royals radio, and even though I had been in Boston before, I'd never been on the radio station. So I get on there, and I'm like, so, you know, kind of like try to break the ice with the guys. You know, I'm like, hey, so you guys are like number one in the city? That's awesome. And the guy looks at me like, number one in the city? We're number one in the nation. 24 hours, 24/7, 365 Red Sox baseball. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, so then they start, you know, even though, you know, and it was just the way they came across at you. You know what I mean? It was a little, it was different for like a, you know, the local radio station.
Well, it's understandable that you would hate the Red Sox as a result of that.
It all goes back to that. But they were a little too cool for school. We admit up front pretty much to the listener that this show is terrible and that we're going to be open about it. It's okay.
Yeah. So we are.
So feel very comfortable.
But the beauty of you guys is like you're of the people. You know what I mean? That's you're real.
It's a people show.
You know, you don't really have the radio voice that, you know, you turn on.
Don't really have talent.
Soup, what do you mean by that?
That's not true. Well, let me tell you. back when I was a kid watching baseball, you know what I mean? You guys, just, you know, you speak from the heart, which I like that.
It's all about the heart with you, Soup.
That's right. You got to drop 2 feet from the head to the heart, buddy.
That's inside stuff.
Who
that's
says
inside.
That, Duncan? Where'd you hear that?
I don't know where I caught that one.
Probably so. I think it was so.
Taguchi drops that before every
Soup,
game.
Soup, how did the post-game interview go for you last night? Was it good? Short?
No, it was bad.
There were some phone issues there. I was watching this on Fox Midwest, and Soup is trying to give his answers about the big ball game, beating the Sox. And something starts to vibrate here, zzz, zzz, and nobody makes a move. And I guess it was coming from your locker, and everybody.
I don't know whose locker it was from. You know, phone was on vibrate, whatever.
I think it was producer Joe calling Mulder.
I think that's possible.
It probably was. You know, it was. Those interviews. You know, they just keep the tape. I told you this, Jim. You keep the tape running. It's kind of like, it's weird.
You mean how Midwest I mean, will just play back the whole interview? You mean?
Well,
yeah, like, they don't even, like, edit it at all, you know what I mean?
Well, Jeff,
like,
because we're the people's network, and we want to get it on and turn it around as quickly as we can.
There were a couple of odd things, maybe, I don't know if you guys saw this, Soup, but last night Larry Walker was being interviewed, and then he says to the photographer from Midwest, he goes, what are you, dude, you're picking your nose and running the camera? You can't do that. So they run this clip, and then they come out, and Andy Bennis is sitting there with the host, Brent Stover, and they just go, boy, that Walker's a wacky guy. Anyway, back to your phone calls.
Right. Did you see that Stover's pretending like he was picking his nose off camera?
Oh, did you really?
Make it seem more fitting. No, but your the phone's ringing and ringing, and there's like the awkward media chuckle where everybody goes, and Soup just goes, what else, guys? Any more questions?
Soup, but usually I'm the wrap-up guy. I'm the plant for Soup. I wrap it up quick. We get what we need, and then I go, thanks, Soup. And then usually everyone that's just following along, it's over. But
yeah,
you didn't
where
have
were
that
you?
Last
where
night.
Were you last night, buddy?
I was off last night, my friend. I was watching at home.
Unbelievable. You weren't watching.
I was watching the whole game.
Did you watch the postgame show, isn't it?
I watched the beginning of the postgame.
Oh,
I stayed up and watched that whole sucker.
Interviewing Nunez. I saw La Russa live, and then I went to bed.
Do you watch Joel and go, not better than him?
No, I look at Joel and I go, thank God you're out there.
Jeff Supon, Cardinals pitcher, with us on the SBC Fan Line. It's the morning grind on 590 The Fan. Soup, of late, you guys have been winning a lot of games. I know the road trip just 4-3, but if you go back over the last couple of weeks, this team's been on quite a roll. 18 games over 500 at this point. I know Tony gets greedy. I says, give me 18, give me 20, give me 20, give me 25. Do you stop at all and marvel? I mean, you guys are ahead of last year's pace, like five games better already at this point. A team that won 105 games. Are you enjoying the ride?
Am I enjoying the ride? You guys know how I am, man.
I'm simple.
I'm not even looking at the whole overall. I mean, we have so many, you know, so many more games to go, and obviously we're playing well, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting ready for my next start, enjoying it. You know, I might enjoy today because we have an extra day off. You know what I mean, on Thursday, but it's a good team. You know, I mean, we play well together, and. We all pull the rope, you know what I mean? So it's a good effort on everybody, and it's good to win.
Jeff Supon with us on 590 The Fan. So, Jeff, what are you going to do tomorrow on the day off? My guess is Grant's Farm.
Well, you know, I was contemplating Grant's Farm, but my wife's family is not going to be here. So they usually love Grant's Farm, okay? They love it. I've gone. Last time I went three times. My wife went four. And
how many times can you feed the llamas?
It's not about the llamas, man. It's not about the llamas. It's about, like, oh, by the way, I was talking about this on your show, and a guy sent me a whole thing on Ulysses S. Grant. So he was saying how, even though I was talking about Grant's Farm and the horses and all that stuff, I didn't mention Ulysses S. Grant. So actually, on Grant's Farm, they have Ulysses S. Grant. They have four. It's a whole replica of his cabin. They have actual four logs from the original cabin, guys.
Pretty you got to be kidding me.
Pretty exciting.
That's worth three trips a year.
But it's not about the llamas or Ulysses S. Grant.
What is it about?
It's a little bit about getting outside, being. History, being in nature, seeing the animals, you know.
Being with your family.
Being with the family.
But why
quality time.
But why do you choose Grant's Farm over the St. Louis Zoo, which is one of the finest zoos in all of the land?
Well, Dana went to the zoo yesterday.
Is that right?
I haven't gone yet. I mean, I will be going there.
We can direct you there.
It was weird. In Kansas City, like my last year there, I was like Mr. Sightseer. So,
what the hell are you going to see there? Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun?
Crown,
hey,
the Plaza.
Knock it until you try it, dude.
I've been to Oceans of Fun.
Westport.
Yeah, all they got is the Plaza in Kansas City.
No, they don't. They have a humongous museum there.
Of what?
I forgot what it's called. Got
the Museum of White Trash.
Yeah, no, they got a turd museum.
No, it's a great museum. It's huge. They have these big birdies out in the middle of the lawn.
At the art museum, they have...
Ball of yarn.
It's a badminton. The badminton birdie. They have these giant. They're honestly like 30 feet tall
That's
on this
right.
giant lawn in That's front of the right. art museum. But
hey, you guys know that President Truman is from there.
Yes,
I actually I didn't get a chance to go to his library. But
is this Oliver calling?
This is the strangest damn thing I've ever been a part of. I feel like I'm high in my dorm room freshman year.
Come on, you guys, you're not into history or anything? Or
no, we're idiots.
You're just into being fans or what? You got to branch out, man.
I agree. I'm all for being well-rounded. I applaud,
Sue. Talk about your charity, and I know you're not on the show to give it publicity, right? But you're doing something nice for the folks in the armed forces, right?
Right. We're donating money to the Fallen Heroes Fund, and the Cardinals Care is going to match every donation I make. And right, we're doing it basically on strikeouts. I know last game I only had one, but But
you got to pull your share of the rope a little harder.
You never know. Hey, W's always good too. But
because it costs you money, do you find yourself trying not to strike guys out? Just put it down the middle.
No. We basically how it works is at the end of the year, there's a number I have in mind anyway. You know, hopefully I get past that number with strikeouts. But if I don't get to it, I'm still donating. The Cardinals are going to donate. I've actually had a lot of people, like Don Thompson, who works outside of our clubhouse. He's like, hey, Soup, I'm going to help. I'm going to donate too. You know, so a bunch of guys are trying to get the awareness out there. And basically, it's for the fallen soldiers' family. They're based out of New York. I actually met one of the founders, or the chairman of the board, for the fund. Just a really unbelievable guy, very charismatic, really, into the fun. And the one thing he said to me was really, was like, wow, kind of in the moment, I was like, wow, it was basically that it's our duty, He's like, it's our duty. He's like, they don't want our charity, They're fighting for our freedoms. But it's our duty to help them out.
Are you looking for people to get involved with this? And if so,
I'm trying to bring a little awareness to it. If people feel like they should donate. I believe it's fallenheroes.org. I've been on the website. I'm actually not sure.
I'll look it up here right now. Actually,
I'm not a good computer guy. So I don't know how much.
Well, you have trouble dialing your own phone, to be honest.
Oh, easy Turbo.
Hey, Turbo. Big Daddy Turbo.
I want to say, though, that
he just turboed you.
Soup did this on his own because he felt it was the right thing to do, but the Cardinals wanted to have, a big news conference about it, and Soup is just not that guy.
Well, good for you. I respect that a great deal. So, now, the website that I have up here, I typed in fallenheroes.org, is the Master Guard Fallen Heroes Scholarship Fund. Is that right, or is that a different thing?
I'm not sure.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But fallenheroes.org.
I once gave a homeless guy $10, and I sent out press releases. I'm that guy. And Soup is the guy who's doing it for the right reasons. We love him because he's odd funny. And I told him that once. He goes, what do you mean, odd funny? I said, you just have a funny persona, and it's good.
Easy Turbo.
Talking to me or to him? Hey, we're going to see some...
Who are you talking to?
Kilcoyne. He was trying to get after you a little bit.
I was trying to get...
I'm not having it.
No, I like it. I like your humor.
Who do you find to be the most entertaining guy in your squad, Jeff? My guess would be Tavares or so.
I tell you what, Tavi is a funny guy.
Odd funny.
No. That guy's just straight funny. He's got a great sense of humor.
You would not invite him to your house, would you?
Absolutely.
Do you hear what he did in Larry Walker's house?
Maybe.
Yeah, you did.
It was on these here airwaves at spring training. Yeah. Walker said had the party
who
at the house.
Said that?
Walker did.
Walker came on the show in spring training. He said, "You want to know how weird Tavares is? We were teammates in Colorado. I had a party. He showed up an hour early. Said, what are you doing here? He's like, here for the party. Disappears. Walker goes up to his bedroom, and Tavares is on the balcony making out with some chick. And we asked Tavares about it. He said, was that your wife or your girlfriend? He goes, both. Okay.
I would just lock all the upstairs doors.
Tavares,
you do have to make preparations.
But I saw him the next day on the field, and Tavares, I said, that was really funny. And he said, now people won't have me over to their house. And I go, well, I don't think people in St. Louis were lining up to have you
Reggie
over.
Reggie Sanders said he wouldn't have him in his house.
No, hey, Tommy's a great guy, man. He is a funny guy, and always bringing humor to the locker room or to the on the field. When he comes in, he's like, hey, I'm from Mississippi, Alabama.
Lovely town in Alabama.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I think you guys would enjoy it.
No, we love him. He's a favorite. He's our favorite
friend
guy.
Of the show.
I thought I was your favorite.
Yeah, no, careful, second Turbo. Favorite.
I meant of relievers, please.
I'm second favorite. Everybody else is tied.
Oh, you're
first.
Tied for first. You're our best starter.
Hey, we're going to see some beanballs tonight, do you think?
Stay tuned.
Ooh, there's
how
a tease.
Do you do?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. So tune in tonight on Fox Midwest as it's broadcast to the troops overseas. Tonight's game is.
Soup told me off air that he's putting a razor in his cleats just in case there's trouble.
if he pinch runs.
Hey, people believe what you say, buddy.
No, they don't. Trust me, they don't.
He has zero credibility. Don't worry about it, Soup.
unbelievable. I put a razor in my shoes. No, but I mean, it was, you know, it's two competitive teams going out there, you know, and you know, anything can happen. So, I mean, it's just one of those things.
I got to tell you, I hate those Red Sox. I hate them. I hate them, Soup.
You hate them?
Hate them.
He really does hate them. That's not like an exaggeration. The cat hates Red Sox and Red Sox fans.
Well, it's been great to talk some baseball. Jeff Soup out here on the Morning Grind. 590, the Fan. Soup, best of luck tonight as you guys go for that sweep.
A great start last night. Just great.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, you want to hear a good one?
Yeah.
You got material?
Yes,
you doing material? Cat's doing his Jimmy Stewart impression over here.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So when you get about, you know, like 12 or 13, you might, like, crank call people.
Or 28.
Yes.
28? Okay. Well, I used to call up not too many times because I get all nervous and everything. But a couple of times I'd call up and I would say I was the unknown DJ on KDLY. And I would say, hey, you know, you can this isn't on the radio, but if you pick, like, say if it was a girl, I'd say just pick the next one out. Would you want, you know, books, boys, or KDLY? And they'd say KDLY, and I go, you're the winner, right? But here's my voice. Hi, this is Fred Sampson with KDLY. And I'm the unknown DJ. And I would do this. I was actually got pretty good, and so that was like my radio voice, you know. But you guys, I don't use it anymore. But I appreciate your guys.
Soup, I gotta ask you this: is your day after start routine started by drinking bourbon?
No, you guys got me up so early. I'm kind of a little wacky, like tired, you know. My sister-in-law went to the airport this morning at 6 in the morning, so.
Should have called us for directions.
Come on. No, I know where the airport is, okay?
All right.
He's got that figured out.
All right.
Where was I getting directions?
Grant's Farm.
That's where it all started, buddy. All right.
And who got you guys? Like, who got you guys? Okay, I got to go. Okay, too much talking. Okay,
well, no, Soup got me a Grant's Farm keychain last year and gave it to me.
He did.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
To say thank you for the direction.
That was a kind gesture, classy gesture from a classy unknown DJ.
I didn't get anything.
Well, you didn't give me directions.
You know, I give you all kind of support. All I'm asking for is like a little stuffed llama. Is that too much to ask?
I'll get you a Budweiser product.
Okay.
Yeah, Frosty 40
ounce. I'll get you the theme song. Dun, 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 dun,
is this KDLY? Am I the winner? He used to be known as the man who won Game 7 in the NLCS against the Rocket, Roger Clemens. Now he's known as the unknown DJ from KDLY. All right, Soup, we love you.
Thanks, Soup.
Hey, if anyone's out there that I actually crank called, I'm sorry.
Would you do it here in town? Hey, Tony, I was a little late for the meeting with Dunk. I was doing my KDLY deal.
No, hey, I haven't done that in years.
I will do it sometime.
All right, say goodbye to the jerks and Jen.
Bye, Soup.
Bye, right, Jen. Take care.
Oh, you
Stay
too.
Stay talking to you.
Oh, you too.
See you, Soup. That Jeff Soupon. What a guy. You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.